Two major types that affect all of us, regardless of how we identify in terms of gender, are masculine and feminine. So we also want to know how these in particular can help a person unlock their highest potential. How are these types also part of the psychoactive map?
So first we have to come up with characteristics that we can generally agree on are masculine and feminine. And this, of course, is where a great deal of acrimony and arguments and debates and so on can occur. But we have increasingly a profound series of experimental tests and surveys and studies looking into what the, quote, average masculine and average feminine is. And again, these differences go back to Carol Gilligan's In a Different Voice, and her the whole point about In a Different Voice was that women tended to reason using different categories than men. And she was a student of Lawrence Kohlberg. And it upset her that women always scored lower in Kohlberg's moral test. And the reason they did is that he had three major stages of development. The major stages were pre-conventional or egocentric. And the middle stages were conventional or conformist. And then the highest stages were post-conventional, individualistic, and based on universal principles of reasoning. Now, women tended to show a much higher score in the conformist, the second stage, and men showed higher in the third stage, tending to make them look more moral than the female. And as a scientist, she would have accepted it. As a woman, it pissed her off. So she started examining women in terms of how they make moral decisions. And it turns out, she found, that women and men go through the same four major hierarchical levels of moral growth. And we've already covered these general levels when we talked about them. And grouping them together, they were egocentric, which is just me, me only. And then ethnocentric, which was my group and my chosen people, and my country, right or wrong. And then the next highest was world-centric, which is caring for all humans, regardless of race, color, sex, or creed. Started to become famous in the universal rights of humans during the Enlightenment. And then her fourth stage was integrated. And that's where both men and women started to integrate the contrasexual characteristics. And so what she found was that women tended to reason in categories across the board that integral theory would summarize as communion. And for her, that meant relationship, care, and responsibility. And these are all indicators of relational type of thinking. And so they didn't think hierarchically. Men, on the other hand, thought in terms of agency. They tended to think in terms of autonomy, rights, and justice. And so men, and they thought hierarchically, they ranked. Because Kohlberg's middle stage of development used terms like relationship and conformity and care and responsibility, it made women, even if they were at the third stage, sound like they were at the second stage. Because the characteristics that were feminine in general were the way that Kohlberg defined the second stage in particular. But just because women used those terms didn't mean that they couldn't be at third stage. They were just talking in a different voice. And it convinced Kohlberg. And he went back, redid the test, and it's now generally considered that the tests are gender neutral because they don't take the way men tend to think, which is in terms of justice and rights and individual principles of universal morality, and put those at the third. And then the way women tended to think, which is relationally and care and responsibility and so on, make that just second stage. So when we do that, we find a much evener number of men and women at higher levels of development. So what we're looking at is the characteristics that mark masculine and the characteristics that mark feminine. So the characteristics that we use to define men and women are, and let me just briefly point out that when it comes to sex based in biology, that's referred to male and female. When it comes to a culture's ideas about what should be male and what should be female, that's referred to as masculine and feminine. And that's not biological, that's cultural. So we have male and female biological sex, masculine, feminine, cultural viewpoints.